I had my grandson who had a week off from school, and he helped with fixing pipes. They had a water line that needed fixing. I taught him how to put PVC and what a reducer was and what a female end, what a male end on pipe was. And I went ahead and prepared the soil because I know this coming week it's going to rain, forecasted to be rain. So I prepared the soil to get some moisture in it so we can get that water in there, and prepared the beds. And I showed him how to use a tractor, don't think a long tractor, the 56 horsepower, how to use a bucket, how to break out the connecting, the shredder and the tiller and all that stuff. And I showed him, I educated him something on that, something he won't get in a school or anything like that. The sermonette today is about leaving an inheritance. If everybody can turn with me to Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. Proverbs 13, 22. King Solomon has a lot of stuff there that's good. 13, 22, it states, "A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children." And I've heard this from several other messages that, and they try to relate it to monetary inheritance, but not necessarily so. It's, inheritance can be inheritance of knowledge. That's something that both the rich and the poor can also say. And they can say that it's an inheritance, but it can give knowledge. You can pass down something to your grandchildren that they can take with them. Not necessarily money. Inheritance has something to do with wisdom, love, encouragement, memories, and lessons learned. Grandparents should play the same role in the family as a go-to person. Grandma, grandpa, how was it when you were young? How was things? And he said, and you have to tell them, this is where you tell them the story about going to school uphill, both ways, in 1 foot of snow, all that. That's when you can really tell. But it's experience and knowledge from many years of acquired wisdom, hopefully to share that with your grandchildren. A lot of grandchildren don't get that. And I can say that in a way because both of my grandparents, one grandfather and grandmother lived in Massachusetts, and I was living in Del Rio, Texas, or in Acuna, Mexico, really. And my other grandfather and grandmother lived in Mexico City, both approximately 3,000 miles either way. So, but I did go and see them, and I talked with them, but it'd have been a lot better if I would have gotten more knowledge from them, the way things were. But it's a blessing to be close to your grandchildren. Grandparents are positioned to contribute in unique ways to a child's development. They have more time now. We're a little bit up in years. We have more time to process things. It's not always go, 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 go. Sometimes when you do that, you miss things. And now we have slower. We notice that what they say, you have to stop and smell the roses, because we're always go, 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 go. And sometimes we miss that. Grandparents fill a special role and influencing young ones. Moses told the Israelites about the importance in generational education. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 9. And it says here, "Take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. In other words, you forget. And teach them to your children and your grandchildren. So just because you're a grandparent does not mean that you're off the hook. Parents are the front line, or supposed to be the front line, in educating the children. Lots of parents might as well, you know, the kid might be learning by themselves. You know, or whatever the Game Boy has, they teach them instead of, not TVs anymore, and it's virtual reality, and that's their babysitter now. It's a different level of teaching. It's not up front, it's to supplement what the parents are saying. It's saying, don't do that. You know, do what your parent, your mom or your dad say. You know, take it from me. I did this, what you're doing, and it didn't work for me. We can add that. And what I tell them, you can go ahead and do that. I have grandchildren that are teenagers. You know, and live your life. That's what I tell them. Go ahead and you live your life. It's your body, your choice. But I'm telling you what's going to happen. Grandparents should be the best in family historians. We've been told we've been expired. Well, we've been expired, but we can tell you a thing or two in the past. Connecting children to their roots. Because lots of times I've been asked, Grandpa, he said, the phones were connected to the walls? Said, yeah, the phones were connected to the walls. I said, and they had a cord to them. And I said, and when I was young, I would pick up the phone, and a lady would answer, lots of times a lady, and she says, what number? Or in Spanish, que número? And I'd tell him the number. And he said, what was your telephone number, Grandpa? He says, 168. Three numbers. Three numbers? He says, yeah, 168. And suppose somebody could listen in. Yeah, the operator probably could listen in to our conversation. So, but that kind of interaction, you can talk to them. He said, don't look at me like that. I said, your grandchildren are probably talking to you. You can say, you use the phone? You know, I guess, you know, that might change. It's more important than leaving a physical inheritance. How many times have we heard when somebody gets something, monetary or otherwise, and they really don't take care of it? Why? Because it didn't cost you the sweat, you know. It didn't cost you the, you know. I want to give you some points, some critical areas as grandparents that we need to express to our grandchildren. One, number one and foremost, teach them God's way of life. Yeah, reiterate what your parents should be teaching, right? Now more than ever, there's a growing movement of doing away with the Bible. The world is trying to erase the Bible as a Greek mythology or poems or something like that. And we are to re-emphasize to our grandchildren that it isn't. And we have to show them the difference. How the Old Testament and how the New Testament interact. And have that discussion with them. Now the church gave us a book on five spiritual tools, right? And one is we pray, right? The other one is we study the Bible. And the third is we meditate. And the fourth is we fast. And the fifth, we fellowship. That we should be able to pass down to our grandchildren, you know, according to what their age is, right? If they're older grandchildren, we have to show that to them. And that's another pass down we can give to them. Second, character development. We've got to show them to be givers, to be compassionate to other children or young adults. And don't be narcissist, like you've heard me say. You know, there are lots of those. There's buckets full of them outside. Everybody's telling everybody what to do and nobody's listening. That's another trait we have to teach our grandchildren, to listen. You know, be better than goldfish. Remember that last time? You know, the attention span of a goldfish is 9. And the attention span of the regular modern day human is 8. So we can be better than that. Teach them to listen. And the one way is to repeat to what the other person's saying. That shows that you're listening. Emotional maturity. And it's boys and girls have different levels of emotional maturity, you know, and that's where we come in and say, and we can emphasize and talk to them about it, because they should have a different kind of relationship with us. And also responsibility. Teach your grandchildren about the mistakes you made. I tried. Hey, I did that. You know, I mouthed off to the teacher once, and that's all it took. One, you know, and the teacher did this, and then I was really got it from when I got home, you know. And guide them to stand on their own 2 feet. You know, and don't be all, you know, 40 years old and you're still living with your parents. No, you got to be able to stand on your own 2 feet. Emphasize that to them. And be able to be a character reference and be able to be open. You can say to them, you can call me at any time of the night. Have that open door, and I don't care what kind of a jam, you know, have that relationship with them. These life skills do not come naturally to children. The Proverbs 22:6 comes in. Train up a child the way you should go, right? It's these family narratives and personal experiences you convey. The teaching opportunities you create and the love you build doing so. That's grandchildren will eventually treasure. When you're dead and gone and dust, or like I tell my wife, I'm fertilizer. It's that, but they'll still remember that. And who taught you? My grandparent, whether it's your grandmom or your granddad. My daughters, they took up the nursing, because my mother was a nurse, and they took up that mantle because they had that influence from her. Turn with me to Proverbs 17:6. Proverbs 17:6. And it says here, children are the crown of old men. You know, that's my grandkid right there, we can say. Yeah. And that wisdom and skill you left them will last decades later. After they've grown, and again, after you're long gone. Brethren, fear God and keep his commandments.